And this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. This graduation season is interrupted. No traditional graduation ceremonies, no crowds of families hooting out for a student's name or he or she walks across the stage to accept that diploma, no ceremonial tossing of the mortarboards into the air as part of one of the last celebrations as a class before they part ways forever, and no student speeches to capture the moment through the eyes of teenagers entering adulthood. Today, in our own modest way, we are going to try to make up for some of that loss by speaking with several local high school seniors whose graduation was disrupted and offer them the opportunity to share their words of wisdom. And we start now with Kevin Tang. He's the senior class president at Mason High School. Kevin, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's our pleasure to have you. So we want to talk a little bit about what the experience was like for people who happen to be your age at this moment in history, this strange moment in history, and what is typically a significant American cultural milestone, graduating from high school. Talk a little bit about what the experience was like at Mason High School when everything shut down.
Well, at first, it was definitely pretty difficult to get into a routine. Things such as really basic stuff, such as when I did my work, when I went to sleep, or like even when I had my meals, changed a lot. But since remote learning started, I was able to be much more flexible with my work since everything got assigned, like, you know, the beginning of the week, and I was able to learn at much more of my own pace.
It does seem that students were mostly able to stay on top of their tasks. What about sort of those cultural milestones that we celebrate so much, whether it be prom or graduation itself or other events that take place at particular schools at this point in time? Was there a sense of loss when those events were taken away?
Yeah, definitely. I think a big part of senior is mainly about all of those last moments. So like the last day of school, the last prom, having your last class meeting, being able to say goodbye to all your teachers. And there are also a few Mason High School traditions. So we have a senior bike ride where we all ride to school in one morning. And then we also have a senior sunset. But unfortunately, we couldn't have any of that. I found that many of our groups in the school like still found ways to come together, like, but not in person. For example, our student government, lots of our members, they work together separately to donate masks and protective equipment to our local hospitals, which I thought was really nice.
So what is next for you? Because I know that a lot of high school seniors are not just dealing with the disruption to their senior year. There's also uncertainty about what the fall holds for those of you who are headed to college. Talk a little bit about what you hope happens for you next and what you think happens.
Right. So my plans originally in the fall were to attend UCLA in Los Angeles, and I was really looking forward to move out to the West Coast, but it seems pretty uncertain now at this point, and I know the concern for a lot of students was if they'll even be able to go on campus, because I think otherwise it's pretty difficult to justify tuition costs if you're learning everything at home on your computer.
Well, Kevin, you're senior class president at Mason High School in an historic year, one that will certainly be remembered for a long time. If things were a little different and traditional activities would have gone on, you would have delivered a speech at graduation. And we want to give you the opportunity as senior class president at Mason High School to deliver the remarks that you would have delivered on graduation day. So please, Kevin Tang, senior class president, go ahead with your speech.
Thank you so much. My name is Kevin Tang, and I've had the honor of serving as class president during this past year. It is my pleasure to welcome all of you to the 2020 William Mason High School commencement ceremony. To the MHS class of 2020, welcome and congratulations. We've all worked so hard, we have made it to graduation. We need to celebrate this moment no matter the circumstances, because we earned it. We have earned this day, and there's nothing that can ever take that away from us. On behalf of the entire senior class, I would also like to welcome all of our families, friends, and loved ones. We would not be here today without all of your love, support, and guidance. We thank you all for all that you have done and for being here to witness such an important moment in our lives. To all of our amazing teachers and staff members, all of our extraordinary coaches and counselors, to our entire community, we are so incredibly grateful not only for making our graduation ceremony happen, but for more than a decade of support in getting all 881 members of the Class of 2020 to this very special day. Today marks the 134th commencement, held to honor and celebrate the graduates of William Mason High School. There has never been a commencement ceremony quite like what we have here today. And that's okay, because there's never been a graduating class quite like the Class of 2020. This is our moment, and every single one of us should savor it. This is something you will have no matter where life takes you, and it may not be traditional, but it is without a doubt special, and it is happening. It is now, and it is something to be celebrated. To all of my fellow classmates, it's been an absolute pleasure being by your side these past few years, and I'm truly honored to have been able to call myself your friend and classmate. As each and every one of you go on to do great things, let us never forget what it means to be a Mason Comet. We have all learned, experienced, and overcome so much together, but today still only marks the beginning of our journey. No matter what we achieve, no matter how big or how small, I know that all of us will have a meaningful impact on the world. And I would like to leave all of you with a simple message from page 9 of College Board's 2020 AP testing guide. Stay calm and show what you can do within the time you have. Thank you and congratulations, Class of 2020.
Kevin Tang, Senior Class President at Mason High School, Class of 2020. Kevin, thank you so much for coming on today and sharing those remarks with you and with us. And if your dream is to get out to the West Coast, we really hope that works out for you. We'll look forward to good things happening. Kevin, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And now let's continue. We've got co-valedictorians at Beechwood High School in Fort Mitchell. We have Audrey Pelster. Audrey, hello.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. Thanks for coming on. And we also have your friend and fellow co-valedictorian, Kotomi Yokokura. Kotomi, thank you for being with us as well.
Thank you for having us.
Well, I have to know, if you're co-valedictorians, this must have been some rivalry through the years. Am I right?
Oh, with our school, it kind of works that we just have to have 9 APs and get all A's in our classes. So we don't really have to compete to get valedictorian.
Well, that's very clever. And we know that Beechwood is full of many smart students, and we're glad to have you two with us. Let's talk a little bit about what the situation was like for you all from your experience with being seniors and having this very special year interrupted by a global pandemic. Audrey, starting with you, talk a little bit about what you felt like when you all were sent home for what appeared to be an uncertain amount of times and then turned out to be the rest of the year.
Well, at first I was surprised. I didn't know that the last day of school was really going to be the last day of school. And of course, I was devastated. I ran track at Beechwood, and of course, the season was canceled. My senior year was canceled, but looking at the situation more positively, I've gotten more time with my family than I ever would have thought before I go to college. And honestly, that time is more precious to me. And I'm so thankful that I've gotten more time to spend with my loved ones before college. And I've still spent time with my friends, and I've really just been trying to make the best out of this situation.
That's such a nice sentiment. And Kotomi, same for you. What was your experience like?
A lot of us thought that it was only going to be a small break, and so we all felt like excited to have maybe 3 weeks off of school and then get back into it right before AP testing. And I think once it hit all of us, it brought us closer together as a community, because we needed to be there for each other to help through like people losing jobs and like other families having to go to the hospital, or friends who have like their siblings who had a baby or something. Those uncertain times really brought us together and got us to appreciate the time we did have with each other. All of us got on Google Meets or Zooms and hung out since we couldn't be together in person. And it really took those memories and made them stronger.
Well, Kotomi, Beechwood is a pretty small school with a long history and some rich traditions. Anything in particular that you're upset that you missed out on?
I think all of our seniors at Beach would really look forward to the last week of school because our senior exams take place earlier, and so we get to go on trips like going kayaking or on a riverboat, and that's really where we make the most memorable memories of senior year, and that's what every class looks forward to. And so it was hard for all of us to see that have been taken away.
And Audrey, sort of the same question for you. What about senior traditions that you feel like you missed out on the most? I know you said you ran track and athletics were shut down as well. Talk a little bit about that.
Right. Yeah, my team was very special to me. I think the final goodbyes is what I'm gonna miss the most. The staff at Beechwood is just amazing. At the end of the year, the seniors get to paint a block in one of the teachers' rooms of our choice. And I'm really gonna miss that sort of painting my block. And I was going to pick Mr. Fryer, my calculus teacher. I love him to death. And I'm just gonna miss the final goodbyes to the staff, to the maintenance staff. The transportation staff. I mean, all the people at Beechwood are so amazing, and I wanted to see them all together in one place to share a final moment, even though that might not happen now.
Isn't there a Beechwood tradition of toilet papering some trees in front of the building? Does that happen at the end of the year usually?
Yeah, we
Yeah.
actually had a final toilet paper. The seniors met up at Beechwood probably a week ago, I think, Katomi. And we all toilet papered the school one final time.
And here we are in this world where people can't seem to get enough toilet paper, and students at Beechwood are wasting it
Right.
on this tradition. Well, let me ask both of you, you've had successful high school careers, and in spite of it being disrupted, I know that you're probably still looking forward to what's next, even though there's some uncertainty with that. Audrey, starting with you, tell us what your plans are next.
Well, I'm planning on going to the University of Kentucky. They actually sent out an email about 2 weeks ago saying that they're planning on continuing as normal. Of course, no one really knows what's going to happen. I just hope that we can go to college in the fall. I'm sure there'll be restrictions, having to wear masks in classrooms, etc. But I'm just really looking forward to having the college experience and hopefully putting this behind us.
And Katomi, what about you?
I'm also going to be attending the University of Kentucky, and I'm just excited to go out and meet new people and hear all the different stories that they have. Even if we have to like hide behind a mask or like stay 6 feet apart, I think it'd still be cool to get to meet everyone.
Okay, well, we did ask you all to prepare some remarks as if you were given the opportunity to walk on stage at a traditional graduation ceremony and share the words that you would have shared with your classmates and their families and friends who gather for the event, and your teachers and staff at Beechwood there in Fort Mitchell. So, Audrey Pelster and Katomi Yokokura, please go ahead and share your remarks with us.
I think we all started high school with this great vision of what it'd be like to be seniors. And maybe we didn't dream of this kind of end to the year, an end without our senior week and senior seasons, and without being able to see all of our friends every day.
But setting aside the obvious disappointments and tears, this situation has made us stronger and more aware. Now we enjoy going to the grocery store. Well, before we took it for granted that food and water was available for us every day. It's also funny to realize that if our class traveled back 80 years in time, we would have been facing a world war that many seniors were forced to fight and die for. This sort of puts things in perspective of how fortunate we really are.
And this end won't take away from all of our memories of the time we spent cheering in the stands or even playing in the game. And it won't change the constant encouragement from our teachers and the inspiring words from our coaches. The support from our families and communities won't waver, and we will always have our memories and inside jokes with our friends. So maybe this crazy end to our senior year is just another thing on the long list that makes this senior class something special.
And that is Audrey Pelster and Katomi Yokokura, co-leaders co-valedictorians from Beechwood High School in Fort Mitchell. They're headed to the University of Kentucky in the fall. We wish you all the best. Go Tigers in Beechwood and go Big Blue in Lexington. I hope it all works out for you, and we'll look forward to what happens in the future for you. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Our pleasure. And coming up next, we talk with some more local students about the disruption to their senior year, and we hear what they would have said if there were a traditional graduation ceremony still to be had. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. And this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. It is graduation season, but we don't have those traditional graduation ceremonies this year due to the global pandemic. And so families and friends won't gather to watch hundreds of kids walk across the stage and collect their diplomas. So to make up for that a little bit today, we're talking with some local high school high-achieving graduates and offering them the opportunity to deliver what would have been their graduation speeches on those stages here on the air, 91.7 WVXU. And next up with us is the valedictorian of Bellevue High School, Marissa Hayward. Marissa, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure to have you. This is quite an achievement to be the valedictorian of a class, but a bit of a strange year for people your age and who happen to be graduating in this year. Talk a little bit about your experience this year.
Obviously it did start out like a normal school year, but, you know, come January very quickly, it did kind of get a little crazy with the whole pandemic going on. And then, of course, in March, when schools began closing, it became very apparent that this was not going to be a normal senior year.
When the schools first started to close, did you and your classmates have the sense that that was probably the last time that you were going to be convening in Bellevue High School's building? Or did you think you were going to come back at some point?
A lot of us did think that we wouldn't be closed for very long. I think at first we expected it to be a sort of maybe a long weekend closure or just having a fun break for a week or so before coming back. But it was definitely a disappointment when it turned out that we wouldn't be coming back to school.
And Bellevue is a small school and a small, tight-knit city there on the Northern Kentucky Riverfront. What was it like for those of you who have spent all that time together? I know a lot of those kids probably did K through 12 together. And here you are at that moment where you start to go your separate ways, but it happened so prematurely because of this. Was there a sense of disappointment among you and your classmates?
Yeah, I definitely would say that. Our graduating class is around 45 students. So we've been in the same two or three classes our entire lives, basically. And I think not being able to have that sort of final goodbye and like closure definitely was a big disappointment for a lot of us.
Are there any traditions at Bellevue that, I guess, caused any particular disappointment that you weren't able to participate in this year because of the pandemic?
Yeah, a big thing at Bellevue, the last month of school basically is a big month for the seniors. We usually have it packed full of senior week where we go on trips and do games and activities. And then, of course, the other traditions like the senior prank, which we never got to plan, and signing the senior wall at the stadium for the football players and all sorts of things like that, yeah.
Well, I want to know more about the senior prank. Was there any, like, planning stage for this that was disrupted, or did you not even get to that point?
There was definitely some brainstorming, but we never got anything solid. Lots of joke pranks were thrown around. We discussed hiring a band or having someone play an instrument following our principal around, and we talked about having water slides in the hallways or ball pits in the cafeteria, but yeah, we never got around to having any of those plans come true.
Oh, that's so disappointing. I'm sure it would have been quite enjoyable. But listen, you had a very successful high school run in spite of it all. and the world goes on. What happens for you next? What are your plans?
I plan on heading to Eastern Kentucky University to study parks, recreation, and tourism management.
Very cool. What do you want to do with your life?
I want to be a national park ranger.
Awesome. So I guess you're excited that the state parks at least are starting to slowly reopen. So you'll get to check some of those out very soon, hopefully.
Definitely.
Okay. Well, we are offering the opportunity to students like you, Marissa, who would have spoken at their graduation ceremonies, to share some remarks with us. I believe you've got some. So Marissa Hayward, valedictorian, class of 2020 at Bellevue High School, please proceed.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us. I'd like to take a moment first off to thank the teachers, administration, janitors, bus drivers, maintenance, and cafeteria workers for their dedication and passion in guiding us to the future. Without their help, none of us would be here today. I'd also like to give a special thanks to the parents and family of each graduating senior. Your love and support means everything. But most importantly, I want to thank you, the graduating class of 2020. I know this last semester has been hard. Going into quarantine and making the sudden switch to online classes hasn't been easy. When we left school in March, we had no idea that it would be our last day as regular students together. We never got to take part in traditions like the senior prank, senior skip day, or signing the senior wall, not to mention all of the sports, clubs, and performances that were canceled as well. However, instead of focusing on what we might have missed, I want us to focus on all of our amazing accomplishments and fond memories we have from being students at Bellevue High School. I want us to remember winning the Powder Puff Tournament 2 years in a row. I want us to remember Friday Night Lights, student cheer sections, pep rally games, and concession stand food. I want us to remember Mr. Pelgin regaling us with the paddle story and the fierce joy of competition. I want us to remember the thrill of finding new ways to play cool math games without getting caught by Miss O'Neill in the computer lab. I want us to remember all the way back to the first day of kindergarten. The days of recess and finger painting feel like a lifetime away, don't they? Soon many of us will go on to have our first day of college. Others might instead enlist or head straight into the workforce. Some of us may not be entirely sure yet, and that's okay too. We're going to go out into the world, and it will be different. It will be difficult. We will make our own choices, and we will make our own mistakes. Miss Green won't be there anymore to remind us if we're using the wrong staircase. With everything else going on in the world right now, the thought of graduating and moving on may even seem a little scary. What I want to say to each and every one of you seniors is this. Growing up together, I've witnessed how hard you've worked to get here. I've seen your efforts, and I am so proud of you. I believe that we, the graduating class of 2020, are ready to head out and make our own marks on society. But for now, I want to leave you with this. Stay hydrated, wear clean socks, learn to cook something other than mac and cheese, and always remember, once a tiger, always a tiger.
Marissa Hayward, the valedictorian from Bellevue High School, home of the Tigers. She's soon to be a colonel at Eastern Kentucky University and will one day be running a national park. Marissa, thank you so much. Great speech. We appreciate you coming on and sharing your story with us.
Thank you, too.
And now joining us on the line are two students who finished the academic year with what I'm told was about a 1/1000th of a point difference between their final GPAs to determine who finished on top and who finished second in the valedictorian ratings. They are students from Holmes High School in Covington. We've got Jenna Armstrong. Jenna, welcome to the show. I think we just lost Jenna. We're going to reconnect with her. We do have Michaela Kennedy on the line still. Michaela, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, cool. We're going to reconnect with Jenna. It looks like we're working on that now, and we'll talk with both of you. But as I was just saying, it sounds like this was a race down to the wire between you two to see who would finish out on top. And who ended up on top here?
Jenna did.
So I do understand that this wasn't like a big rivalry, though. You're best friends, is that right?
Yes, we're best friends.
And we do have Jenna now. Hi, Jenna, are you there?
I cut off. I got scared for a second.
Oh, that's okay. It happens sometimes. We're still, like everyone else, learning how to do everything remotely. And so we're scattered all over the place and glad that you're back on. We were just talking with Michaela, Jenna, that this was quite a race to the finish between you two to determine who would be valedictorian. When did you all find out, Jenna?
We got a call, I think it was like yesterday or the day before yesterday, and it was by 1/1000th of a point.
So any idea, like, which particular grade or class might have been the determining factor here?
Yeah, I think it was actually my health credits. I think I had one more unweighted class on my GPA.
Okay, but I was talking to Michaela. Jenna, there's no hard feelings apparently here. You're both very, very close friends. Is that right?
Yes.
Well, congratulations to both of you. It's quite an achievement to finish with the high GPAs that you did. Michaela, talk a little bit about being a student at Holmes and having the school close on what is typically a very special time for someone in their senior year.
Well, I think I speak for everybody when I say that it was like such a genuinely heartbreaking thing. I think everybody was looking forward to our last couple months as a senior, and for it to be kind of ripped away from us and having to then switch very abruptly to an NCI day. It was kind of hard to manage, but I think we did, and I think we did it pretty amazingly.
And Jenna, was there anything in particular that you felt that the senior class at Holmes, which is described as the oldest high school in all of Kentucky, any tradition or any particular event that you feel like you all had to miss out on because of the pandemic?
I remember, in fifth grade, when you see all the, like, big kids walk, like, they would come to all the elementary schools and the middle schools, and then you would just see them walk down the hallways, and I specifically remember that. And it's really hard that we can't do that kind of stuff.
You're talking about the Covington tradition where Holmes seniors would visit all of the elementary schools in the district to symbolize what those kids are working towards, right?
Yes.
Well, in spite of the school closing down for the current academic year, we are going to pick up our pieces and move on with our lives, and we are going to find other things to do on the other side of this. And for you two, I imagine that includes college. Michaela, what are your plans for the future?
Well, I plan on attending Northern Kentucky University, and I will be getting my degree in social work, and then I'll be working as a licensed therapist.
Very cool. And good choice in college. And Jenna, what about you?
I'm going to be attending Berea College this fall, and I'm going to be majoring in business, but I'm also interested in, like, learning about different cultures, and they have a culture study that should be pretty interesting.
Berea is a very interesting place. That's the one where you do some, you work during your time there, is that right?
Yes.
So talk to us a little bit about how that might work on that particular campus because of the weirdness we're all living in right now. Do you have any idea yet?
I think it'll be, like, interesting, like, a different dynamic because it's, like, work studies. But I think I'll get used to it, and it should be nice to meet different people considering I've been in the same place my entire life pretty much, and I've known the same people, and at Berea I'm not going to know anybody, so it'll be definitely different.
And Michaela, we don't know yet exactly what NKU's plans are, right, on how they'll reopen?
No, we don't know yet.
So how, are you feeling any anxiety about what the fall might hold for you?
Yeah, of course. I was actually planning on living on campus so that I could kind of get away from, you know, the dynamic that I had in high school. But with the COVID-19 pandemic, we really just don't know whether they're going to open up their campus this fall.
Well, Michaela, like you, I'm from Covington and went to NKU and lived on campus. It was exactly the right choice to do. You did feel like you were a little bit away, and I hope that it's able to open up and give you that opportunity. It's certainly worth it. But here's the deal. We have invited students on throughout the hour to give what would have been their graduation speeches that were unfortunately interrupted by this pandemic because there can't be traditional ceremonies. And so I want to offer both of you the opportunity to do that. Now, are you planning to speak together, or do you each have your own thing?
We have separate ones.
Okay, then why
different
don't...
Different dynamics.
Okay, well, cool. Michaela, let's start with you.
Okay, I'm actually only going to read a small portion of mine just because mine's pretty lengthy. I hope that's fine.
That is absolutely fine.
Okay. Our senior year has been overshadowed by the coronavirus outbreak. Our first entrance into the world as babies was forever shaped by the events of 9/11, and our first entrance into the world as adults will be forever shaped by COVID-19. We are adapting to what's been thrown at us, and we will continue to overcome and excel. I wish that circumstances were different, and that I could be delivering this speech to my fellow graduates in person.
I wish that we'd gotten to live our last moments as high schoolers together, and I really wish that we'd all gotten the ceremony we've been looking forward to for the last 12 years. But I have full confidence in our abilities to adapt and overcome. This will not be the end to the greatness of Holmes class of 2020. We went from an event that shook the nation to an event that shook the globe, yet throughout it all, we're still here. Our graduation is memorable, not only for the accomplishments we've worked incredibly hard for, but it will remain memorable for the entire world. Our faces line these walls, and our senior year lines the history books. We have left our mark on this world, and a mark that will last forever. Thank you.
Michaela Kennedy, thank you so much. And now for valedictorian Jenna Armstrong of Holmes High School. Please, go ahead.
My speech for graduation isn't complete, but I have the basis of my message within my speech.
Yeah, and we'll let the audience know that because you just found out about this basically hours, and they're not due to be reviewed by the district until tomorrow, so you're actually doing us a favor.
Yes.
So please, go ahead.
So I think that, like, considering everything that's going on with the world, so I'm going to kind of give a basis of, like, why I felt the way I felt with my speech, because it's definitely different. I think that with everything that's going on with the coronavirus, it's important to be really real and blunt about what teenagers face while they're in school, especially in America. I didn't specifically discuss the pandemic because I felt it would be more important to discuss the high school experience as a whole. And a big part of my speech includes discussions of, like, mental health issues and misconceptions surrounding these issues because that's what I've dealt with. And I felt this was important for my specific speech. And I also used the speech as a sort of, like, reflection over, like, my response to being valedictorian. And somewhere in the case, I'll also only be giving a small glimpse of my speech.
That's great. Well, okay. I think that the audience, whenever you're able to deliver it to folks in its entirety, will be impressed by what you have to say, Jenna. It sounds very nice and very well thought out. And I want to thank both of you for taking the time to come on. It's the two seniors from Holmes High School in Covington, separated by 1/1000th of a point to determine who was valedictorian. Yeah. That honor goes to Jenna Armstrong. And her best friend, Michaela Kennedy, was just behind her, nipping on her heels. Good luck, Jenna, at Berea. Michaela, good luck to you at NKU in the fall. Thank you so much for sharing some time with us today.
Thank you for having us.
And up next, Cincinnati native and author Curtis Sittenfeld has a new book out called Rodham. It's a fictional account of what Hillary Clinton's life may have been like had she not married Bill. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.